You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Everyone, and welcome to The Light Show. My name is Kate DeVries. I'm the Associate Director of the Young Adult Ministry Office for the Archdiocese of Chicago. And back with me again after a long, wonderful vacation is Father John Cusick, our Director. Good morning, Father Cusick.
And good morning, Kate. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank
you. Excellent.
And we welcome everyone who has chosen to listen to us this morning.
And we also want to welcome Jackie Pozek back with us again in the studio. Hey, Jackie.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great, Kate.
Excellent. Jackie's been an intern in our office now for a couple of weeks, and she's been doing an amazing job. So we're delighted to have Jackie with us again in the studio.
Well, Kate, Young Adult Ministry is the diocesan and the church's outreach to people in their 20s and 30s, married and single. Tell me, Kate, what's new in young adult ministry these days?
Hey, we've got an amazing program going on right now, Father Cusick, and to all our listeners. We are beginning this week our Theology on Tap season number 26, so we're very excited about that. In 39 different parishes throughout Lake County and Cook County, we are gathering groups of young adults for wonderful speakers and for just a great opportunity to connect with people their own age who share their faith. So everyone in their 20s and 30s from throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago are gathering for wonderful talks and conversation.
And Theology on Tap occurs 4 different evenings of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And we have one special parish in Cicero that is hosting Theology on Tap on a Thursday evening, and that's St. Anthony's in Cicero, due to the wonderful efforts of Father Jim Castigar, who's the pastor there.
Yes, and they're hosting it in Spanish, which is always
Espanol.
Exciting.
And so we have Theology on Tap. Jackie, am I correct? It's 39
parishes.
Different parishes, and 7 of those are targeted just for our college-age young adults.
Exactly, close to some of the colleges and universities of the area.
And one of our parishes, thanks to the efforts of Father Ed Panik, is hosting Theology on Tap in the Polish language.
Yes, St. Thomas Becket.
In Mount Prospect.
In Mount Prospect.
And as Kate has mentioned, at least 2 of our parishes will be hosting those in the Spanish language, Holy Family in Waukegan, and
St. Anthony.
And we have one bilingual site with Father
Matt Foley
at St. Agnes,
Bohemia, yes.
And it's a little bit for everybody, and it's all around the diocese. It goes as far north as Waukegan, as far southeast to the Indiana border at Annunciata Parish in South Chicago, and as far west as Harper College. It's all over.
Providence in Westchester, Church of the Holy Spirit, up in the northwest corner of the Archdiocese, and then down south at St. Kieran's in Chicago Heights for our college students, St. Joseph in Homewood. So it's just scattered throughout the city and suburbs. We're very happy about that.
And what we'd like to do this morning, for those of you who are listening to us, whether you're a young adult yourself, or perhaps you are the parent or the grandparent of one, we want to sort of do an overview today and a check-in on how Theology on Tap is beginning to develop in the Archdiocese. So we're going to be talking to several of our speakers. We're going to be talking to people who have been coordinating and working on different Theology on Tap committees. And we're going to just check in and see what the fascination continues to be with Theology on Tap after so many years.
Why don't we start, Father Cusick, with how Theology on Tap works? That, again, we've got this whole layout of speakers and topics with the 4 weeks on those 4 nights. We've got 160 opportunities for people to connect with the program. And a lot of people have received information in the newspaper form that came out of our office or through the parishes. Another way to get complete details is to go onto our website, yamchicago.org. Again, yamchicago.org. And that will give you complete details. But there's a couple of ways to go around and connect with the program. One is to pick a site. Pick a parish near you, pick a college near you, where Theology on Tap is taking place. Whatever might be close to your home or close to where you work or close to mom and dad's house, if you're very still comfortable at your parish where you grew up, pick a place and stay there for the 4 weeks of Theology on Tap. Another way to do it is to simply pick a topic, to look through the wide variety of offerings on what it means to be Catholic. We've got topics on relationship issues, topics on work issues, but really find something of interest to you within our faith. There's such a variety of topics.
I met a wonderful couple last night who were doing that. They were picking a topic, and he got a few picks, and she got a few picks. And what they were doing, and I met them, I was at St. Catherine of Alexandria last night in Oak Lawn under the pastorate of wonderful Father Pat Henry. And Father Henry, who's pastor of St. Catherine's, also was a Theology on Tap participant when he was a young adult about 20-some years ago in the earlier days of Theology on Tap. And I always thought that Pat said, you know, one of the things that helped him decide about his vocation was connecting with the church in those years, in his young adult years, through Theology on Tap. And so last night during the break, as I was talking to the young adult people who were in attendance at Theology on Tap, they had a list of speakers and topics, Kate,
okay,
that they were going to attend. And last night it was his pick, and tonight it's Jennifer's pick.
So they're a nice compromise there, right, in that relationship.
Great.
That's excellent. Another way to do it is to pick a speaker. We have a wide variety of people who are addressing wonderful topics. So if there's somebody that you might have heard before or somebody that other people have spoken highly of, or if you want to call the office and say, who is a speaker that I need to hear this summer, we'll be happy to direct you to wherever your interests are. The good thing about Theology on Tap is you can attend wherever, whenever is possible. You don't have to stay at the same site. You don't have to go every week of the 4 weeks. If you can only hit one or two talks throughout the next couple of weeks, you're most welcome to zip in and zip out. You don't have to be a parishioner in a parish. All of these places have opened their doors to people in their 20s and 30s.
And you don't have to call ahead of time. You don't have to register. Just show up. We want to see you.
The normal starting time is 7:30. But some of the parishes, if they may, particularly the ones that are on Sunday, they may have an afternoon mass, and then it would begin right after that. So as Kate, you mentioned, that it's important for people to check the specific start times by going on the Young Adult Ministry website, mm-hmm, yamchicago.org, key on Theology on Tap, and you'll get the names, the addresses, the phone numbers of the parishes, the topics, the speakers, and the times, mm-hmm, that they begin.
Yes.
Terrific.
Yes.
The most important thing for me, over and above all these specifics for those of you who are listening to us today, is the fact that here is a commitment of 39 of the parishes and campus centers in our archdiocese exclusively to those in their 20s and 30s. What a tribute to the ministry of these churches and a care they have. And so let's be honest, the young adult generation is probably a little bit more loosely affiliated on a regular basis with Catholic practice than perhaps their parents were at that age in life. And here is a sensitive outreach of our diocese and 39 of its churches to say, we have something that's specifically for you. It takes place in the summer. Come on over, and as Jackie said, no pre-registration or phone calling is important. You just show up and say, I'm here for Theology on Tap. There are directional signs as you get close to these churches that will lead you right to the facility within each parish that is hosting Theology on Tap, and you'll be made to feel very, very welcome.
And Jack, you want to tell us about our finale celebration?
Yeah, it's really, really exciting. It takes place on August 6th. It's a Sunday. It's a Mass and a picnic. The Mass takes place at Holy Name Cathedral downtown. The picnic afterwards will take place at the residence of Cardinal Francis George.
Yay.
And I think that's really exciting because that means that this is not just about those individual parishes. The Cardinal really sees how important this is to the whole archdiocese, and he wants to be a part of it too. He wants to thank everybody for being there and really become a part of the young adult ministry.
And in the 10 years that Cardinal George has been here in the Archdiocese of Chicago, he has made a commitment every single summer for all of the years of his leadership to celebrate Mass in Holy Name Cathedral and to host the party in his residence. We're going to take a break, and we're going to check in with some of our speakers, some of our site coordinators, and keep moving forward about Theology on Tap in the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Living a Christian life in a secular world is a challenge. The Young Adult Ministry Office invites all young adults to meet that challenge with Theology on Tap, a summer speaker and discussion series. Theology on Tap connects people college age and in their 20s and 30s, married and single, for great, faith-filled conversation. Theology on Tap has been serving up the finest in speakers, conversation, and theology for over 25 years, addressing key elements in our Catholic faith. Topics include spirituality, sexuality, social justice, and service. We'll discuss prayer, the Mass, sacraments, grace, even how the Gospels were actually written. Join us for Theology on Tap, July 9th through August 6th at 40 parishes and colleges throughout the Chicagoland area. For details, visit www.yamchicago.org. That's www.yamchicago.org.
And welcome back to The Light Show with Kate DeVries, Jackie Posick, and Father John Cusick. And our topic today is what's happening in young adult ministry right now and throughout the summer. It's Theology on Tap, a summer speaker and discussion series, especially for people, exclusively actually, for people in their 20s and 30s, both married and single. And if you've connected to the program, we invite you to give us a call here at the station. That number is 312-751-1979. Again, 312-751-1979. If you've been a participant of Theology on Tap, we invite you to give us a call. Or if you have any questions or comments about Theology on Tap, please give us a call.
And I believe, Kate, we are going to check in with some of the people who will be speaking at Theology on Tap this summer.
Absolutely. We have one of our speakers on the line, Judy Shirelli. Judy, how are you? Good morning. How's everything going?
Oh, just fine.
Judy, good morning.
Good morning, Father John.
How are you?
I'm great.
Great. My God, I'm going to hang out with you. That's a good thing. Terrific.
Excellent. Judy, we're just connecting with some of the speakers that have participated in Theology on Tap over the past few summers and just asking just, you know, how it's been, what the overall experience has been for you, and then we'll talk a little bit about your topic for this summer. So in general, how's it been going?
Oh, it's been a wonderful experience. I've been a Theology on Tap speaker for a number of years, and it's always exciting to go around to the different parishes and meet the different young adults, and it's always a stimulating program.
Isn't it nice that every parish has its own personality?
It does.
And every time you gather a group within the parish, it has its own personality.
It really does. And it's a great opportunity for us as speakers to go around and meet people from other parishes and
yes.
see the different personalities of the different parishes throughout the Archdiocese.
And Judy, the gift that you bring to Theology on Tap is a wonderful ability to share some wisdom on the Scripture, on the Bible.
Yes.
And that is such a key issue in the lives of younger people today.
Yes, it's so important. It's really my mission in many ways to bring Catholics to the Bible. It's one area of our formation in faith that we really need to work on.
Sure.
We
Absolutely.
Need to know the Bible much better than we do. We need to participate in Bible study because it is God's revelation to us, and because of that, we have this great spiritual wealth that many are missing out on.
Absolutely.
Who don't study the Bible.
Judy, thinking back on the past couple of years of your participation in Theology on Tap, what are some of the key questions or concerns that young adults approach you with regarding the Scripture?
Well, I think how you make the scriptures, which sometimes may seem distant or antiquated, relevant in their daily lives. And in reality, there's everything about the Bible is relevant in our daily lives because it really speaks to the human condition. And that's what my presentation is about as well. So the young adults are really very interested in the Bible, maybe a little unsure of how to approach it.
Sure.
Really want to learn more about it. So I see a real interest in broadening their faith base in that area.
I hear from young adults, too, that they don't feel as confident, you know, our Catholic young adults don't feel as confident as some of their friends who can quote a lot of Bible passages.
Yes.
And I like to point out to people that we hear so much of Scripture just by attending Mass on Sunday that we really do know a lot of those stories. We haven't spent a lot of time memorizing the passages, but we really do know a lot of the stories and a lot of the encounters that are happening in Scripture.
Absolutely. As Catholics, we don't quote verses from the Bible the way many Protestants do, but what we do is we live the Bible. Mm. We live it out in our liturgical lives. We live it out in our spiritual lives. It's really an integral part of all that we do.
Yes, in our work lives, our relationships.
Yes.
And
yes.
Specifically your title, Judy, for this summer?
The title of my talk is The Bible on Relationships, A Roadmap for Life. And my presentation specifically addresses this issue of how we approach the Bible, that oftentimes it's either through Mass, hearing the readings, or through Bible study. And in reality, when you look at the Bible as a whole, there are important themes and messages, and I'm going to delve into one of those themes, really the most important theme in the Bible, and that is the theme of relationship, which seems to be something that young adults are very interested in.
Absolutely.
At this point in their lives.
Yeah, the number one issue for young adults is relationships.
Right.
Yeah.
And we will start where the Bible starts, with creation, and talk about the primary relationship in our lives, and that is the relationship with God, the creature with the Creator, and then follow through to family. Abraham and his descendants, and what family, what the Bible says to us about family, and then on to community, how we live out this roadmap that the Bible gives us of relationship.
And Judy, if I'm not mistaken, you are speaking on Sunday, July 23rd at St. Joseph's in Homewood.
Yes.
In the far south suburbs of Chicago.
Yes, a new area for me. Right. I discover a new part of Chicago.
And then on Monday evening, and that'll be the 24th of July, you're at St. Bruno's in what we would call the Midway Airport area of the city.
Yes.
And then on Wednesday, and that's the 26th of July, you make this is your summer road show. You're at St. Sylvester's in Humboldt Park.
Yes.
So those are three very, very different and distinct communities. And the message of God speaks to them all, no matter where we go.
Yes, I'm very excited. These are new areas, new parishes for me to go to, and new people for me to meet. And I hope everyone comes out.
Yay.
Terrific. That would be, and we do too.
You
know? And we wish you well, and we know that it'll be a privilege for people to be with you and as you share with them the power of God's Word and the importance of understanding that through the eyes of our Catholic faith.
Great.
We wish you well.
Judy,
thank you so much.
Judy. Have a great day.
Thank you too.
And I think we have with us Father Frank Jenks, who is pastor of St. Alphonsus in Lamont. Father Jenks, are you with us this
morning?
I'm here. There he
Good
is.
Morning,
now, Father Jenks is my older classmate. So
there you go.
That's true.
Good.
How are you, John?
I'm fine, Frank. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Kate.
Good. And Frank, if I'm not mistaken, you wear two different hats in Theology on Tap again this year.
Yes.
You're pastor of St. Alphonsus in Lamont, where Theology on Tap is being hosted. And you and I next week are co-presenters in probably one of the most wonderful opportunities that you and I have shared for a number of years, a celebration of Catholic Mass and an explanation.
That's correct.
That seems to always draw an awful lot of people. What seems to be... As you reflect on this presentation on the Mass, what seems to be so important about that in the lives of younger people?
Well, I've been giving that some thought, John, and it seems to me that Catholic people come to church for different reasons, from educational opportunities through service, but one thing they all do is attend Sunday Mass.
Right.
And I think the magic of this particular presentation that we've been doing over the last several years is that people have rediscovered the meaning of ritual in their lives.
Absolutely.
You know, they celebrate in the family a birthday or Christmas or Thanksgiving, and their family has a specific way of going about that, those celebrations. They come to church and they see a ritualized way of conducting a service.
Right.
And maybe they've forgotten the meaning of these rituals, or maybe they were never told, but when you and I explain the various things, like using the sign of the cross with holy water, their eyes light up.
Sure.
And say, wow, it's a wow experience. It's great for me to see it, and I just really enjoy doing that with you every year when we can.
Yeah, it really
is
special.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to let people know that this is, we actually celebrate Catholic Mass with all of the sanctity, and we do the explanation with it. Can we, Father Jenks, put you on hold for just a second?
Certainly.
So that we're going to need to take a break, and I want to come back and talk a little bit more about Theology on Tap with Father Frank Jenks, one of our speakers, and one of the pastors hosting Theology on Tap at his parish, St. Alphonsus in Lamont.
It's not too early to register your pre-K children for next fall in one of the excellent Catholic elementary schools in Chicago and the suburbs. Registration is open for 3 and 4-year-old pre-K children, as well as kindergarten through 8th grade student transfers. Perhaps you heard the impressive numbers, test scores above national standards, a 19-to-1 student-teacher ratio, and a 97% attendance rate. Catholic school students go on to successful high school and college experiences and become the leaders of tomorrow. Go to the Catholic school of your choice for more information, or go online and visit the school's webpage at www.archchicago.org. That's www.archchicago.org. Catholic schools, where faith and education meet.
Each year in Chicago, 3,000 children are reported sexually abused. The Chicago Children's Advocacy Center restores the trust that was once lost. It's a place where professionals come together under one roof and abused children tell their stories. A place where they can get help immediately. Support the Chicago Children's Advocacy Center. For more information or to help, call 1-877-703-HOPE or visit chicagocac.org.
Most interment arrangements at the 42 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
And we are back with more of the Light Show, and Father Frank Jenks is on the phone with us. Frank, could you tell us a little bit of your experience of Theology on Tap in general? I mean, does it, you know, how helpful is it to people?
Oh, I think it's extremely helpful to people, Kate. My experience with Theology on Tap goes back many, many years, and it feels a real need of people in their 20s and 30s who may not have had the best of catechesis when they were growing up, because the church was in a state of a little bit of a flux in catechetical approach. And Theology on Tap provides not only an educational opportunity, but a touchstone back to Catholic practice. It makes them feel more welcome within the Catholic community, because many of our parishes are not geared toward the needs of people in their 20s and 30s.
Okay.
And so I have found that through the years, Theology on Tap is a great way to welcome a generation back home to the Catholic Church through something that's very valuable, a good speaker and good conversation with peers. And it's invaluable to me as a pastor in several different parishes where I've had the privilege of hosting Theology on Tap. I think it's been a benefit to the community, and certainly to the young adults.
thank you. You know, I had some young adults last night say how important it is that they be able to defend the faith was the term. And I think as we've talked about that a little bit longer, they really wanted to understand the Catholic
faith
enough to teach their friends and coworkers and boyfriends and classmates.
Share with them on a level that's intelligent and also as if it's part of them, they understand it.
Yes, and you're right, it is so much more than just an information session. It's all about coming together and feeling welcome, feeling more a part of the church, and really connecting with people your own age who share your values.
That's the secret.
Yeah.
And so if you know any young adults who are really hungry to understand a little bit more about the basic and most beautiful way that we Catholics worship at Mass, Father Jenks and I will be celebrating Catholic Mass. Father is the celebrant, and I do the explanation very prayerfully. We're going to be doing that three times this coming week. Frank, you and I will begin this Sunday evening at St. Gregory the Great up in the Edgewater part of Chicago, 5500 North Paulina. And we're going to begin that at 7 o'clock, I think, on that evening.
I believe so, yes.
And then on Monday evening, where it's at Notre Dame de Chicago, at 1300 West Harrison. And we're going to begin at 7:30. And then our last presentation next Wednesday on the 19th of July will be at St. Edna's Parish in Arlington Heights. So we look forward, Frank, I look forward to being with you this Sunday. And gives me a great opportunity to thank you not only for hosting Theology on Tap, but once again giving me the opportunity of speaking with you and also praying with you three nights in the week to come.
It's always my pleasure. Thanks very much for calling, John.
Great. We
Thanks,
wish you
Father
well.
Jenks.
Bye, Kate.
And now on the phone we have Monica calling from Lake Forest. Good morning, Monica. You're on the air. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing
Good.
Very
Good
well.
Good morning,
thank
Monica.
You.
It's Father Cusick. How you doing?
Hi, Father. Hi, Kate. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
Sure. My question is, how and who chooses the speakers, and like what criteria are used? Because I noticed that like St. Mary of the Angels seems to have speakers that nobody else has. They don't seem to have the run-of-the-mill speakers. And you also have like people like Pat Burns, who is Lisa Madigan's husband, and you know, just a whole array of speakers. And I'm just wondering how you choose them.
Sure. We have a variety of different types of speakers. If you look, for example, Monica, at your Theology on if you have our Theology on Tap website open, or if you have our newspaper, we have a lot of times speakers that are specific to a local community. You mentioned St. Mary of the Angels, for example, which is a parish that is run by the Opus Dei group of priests and lay people, and they have gathered speakers that pretty much come out of their experience of the faith. If you look, for example, at St. Anthony's in Cicero, the speakers come out of the experience of the Hispanic community as well as St. Thomas of Becket. There are places like perhaps sometimes St. Clement's and Holy Name Cathedral, who we work in unison with, as we do all of our parishes, to find speakers that, number one, can speak to the experience of young adult Catholics, number two, who are in a line with the Catholic faith in their own life, and number three, have a message that we think is inspiring and exciting to people. And those are some of the criteria that we use.
I've just wanted to say what I think is so, so great about Theology on Tap and the speakers is the tremendous variety that we see in terms of who we choose and the topics that they address. When we look at the variety, it's not all priests that we have coming out. It's priests and lay people and sisters, and they're coming from all over Chicago. One of the great things about the Archdiocese is that it is so big. We're such a Catholic town that we do get a great diversity in terms of viewpoints and perspectives and experiences that all come together under the Catholic faith. We're unified by that.
And another aspect is we start with the General Directory for Catechesis, which is the bishop's document on what adult Catholics should know. So we've taken all of the topics that they recommend, and we've shaped it into the Theology on Tap curriculum, working with young adults who have asked particular questions. So we do listening sessions with young adults and ask what their issues are, what their questions and concerns are, and we put that side by side with what what the bishops are suggesting we teach. And together it becomes this beautiful, beautiful program. So, Monica, thank you for your call, and thanks for helping us, to giving us a reason to explain all of that.
Right. And it's just a wonderful opportunity for Kate and myself, and when Jackie joined us, to put together a vast faculty of speakers. Some of them are young adults themselves. Some of those are the parents of young adults. Some are religious men, religious women, people who come out of different theology schools. And
college professors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and the wonderful thing about that to me, it's so Catholic, that this is the rich tradition of our faith coming at us from so many different opportunities and directions. And under Kate's guidance, as she's mentioned, it's been put together through the directory of catechesis that's been presented to our church by the American bishops. Time for a break.
Time for a
break.
When
we come back, we're going to do a little bit more theology on tap, and we're going to check in with a wonderful person who last night headed up the welcoming for me at St. Catherine of Alexandria in Oak Lawn, Denise Stillman.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
Hi, I'm Sean Harriott. Join me 6 days a week as we help bridge the gap between faith and everyday life, talking about the intersection of faith and everyday life, and help you live your life in the world as a Catholic.
Plus, get all the latest Chicagoland news, traffic, and weather. Start your day with Morning Air on Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
It's a Morning Air.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 AM, the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to The Light Show with Father John Cusick, Miss Jackie Pozek, and myself, Kate DeVries. We represent the Office for Young Adults in the Archdiocese of Chicago. That's people in their 20s and 30s, married and single.
We've been focusing this morning on something about which we are very proud, and that is Theology on Tap. It's sort of the hallmark program that we are able to present to our church in Chicago. And Theology on Tap is an outreach 4 weeks to young adults in their 20s and 30s, both married and single. We've spoken to a couple of our speakers. We've mentioned some of the places where people will be gathering. And one of the wonderful ways that Theology on Tap works is people who accept the invitation of their pastor or someone on the pastoral staff of their parish to head up a committee to make this thing flow well. And last night I had the privilege, as I mentioned earlier in our show, of being the first speaker in the Theology on Tap program at St. Catherine of Alexandria. And two of the people who really headed that up and did such an excellent job last night in not only making me feel welcome, but extending the hospitality of our church and the parish of St. Catherine to those who chose to attend were Mike and Denise Stillman. And Denise, I believe you're on the other end of this telephone.
I certainly am.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Denise.
Hi, Kate.
And Denise is married to Michael Stillman. I always say that Michael married up. He married a wonderful woman, and Denise and Michael are the parents of two wonderful children. Am I correct? A boy and a girl?
That's correct.
Let's get them on the tape here. How old are they, and how beautiful and handsome are they?
Oh, Claire is 7 now, and John is 5.
7 and 5.
Yes, and actually we were blessed that Father Cusick was able to baptize Claire at Old St. Paths, where he married us. So.
And that's nice. You gave me the distinct privilege of presiding at your wedding. And Denise, in your professional life, you are the Director of Public Relations and Marketing at the place I was born.
Yes, one of the fine Catholic hospitals here in Chicago.
Little Company of Mary Hospital, where my father went to eternal life and where I came into this world. So that holds a special place in my heart, as you and Mike do.
Oh,
Denise, let's talk a little bit about Theology on Tap, the mechanization that goes on and putting it together. How did you get involved in it this year?
Well, this year, Father Pat Henry, our pastor, reached out to a few of the young adults in our church and asked us if we could help spearhead a committee to bring Theology on Tap to St. Catharines. It hasn't been at St. Catharines, I don't believe, ever.
Ever. It's
ever.
Just the first
so this
time
is the
ever.
First time, yes.
Right.
And having been involved in it more than a decade ago at Holy Redeemer in Evergreen Park, it was easy to pull it together, and it's still so relevant today as it was for me more than 12 years ago.
Right.
So it's very simple, actually, pulling together a group of people who are dedicated and committed and hospitable and pull together great speakers that you offer through the Office of Young Adult Ministry. It's a wonderful program.
Denise, why do you think Theology on Tap is important?
I think it's important because it gives us time to reflect on the religious part in our lives, which in the 20s and 30s, it's a time of growing and learning and dedicating ourselves to building a career and a life, and it's very difficult to find that time for many people. And our spiritual, religious self, is so important, but it's often neglected, I think, in the young adult phase of your life.
Yeah, and we hope, too, that through the efforts of you and Mike and Father Pat Henry and Father McFarland, who was there last night, that we need to let this generation know that they really are needed, wanted, and are a part of our local churches.
Yes.
I thought it was very interesting last night. I want you to tell them.
Wait a minute. Before we do that, Father Cusick, Denise, how was your speaker? How did he do last night? How did that go?
He was outstanding.
Was he?
Okay.
Just checking in.
Yes.
All right.
That was
Father Cusick, everybody. He tends to do a dynamite job.
And of course, we know that Denise in public relations is blindly objective. So that's a very good thing.
Absolutely.
But
impartial.
Denise, you introduced me to a young man last night, and I thought the story of how he got to Theology on Tap last night was absolutely one of the most wonderful things I've ever heard. His name is Brian.
Yes.
And tell me about this direct personal invitation for Brian to attend Theology on Tap.
Well, our mission was to get as many people as we could there last night. We wanted to make a good impression, obviously, on our outstanding first speaker. And while we were waiting for others to come in the front door, we were standing and welcoming, and a young man happened to walk by with a dog. He was out walking his dog. And he stopped for a moment, looked at us, wondered what was going on, and we approached him and said, "Welcome, would you like to come on in?" He goes, "Well, can I bring my dog?" And I said, "Well, you can certainly bring your dog, but if you wanted to take him home, it was quite hot out last night. You could come back," and certainly enough, Brian came back, and
sweet.
That's
a great story.
Catechizing to young adults and their dogs.
From walking his dog to walking with the Lord. How about that?
There you go.
And the amazing thing is we discovered last evening that Brian has his degree, his graduate degree in theology.
Yes.
Wow.
Just amazing, from McCormick Seminary at the, I believe, at around the University of Chicago.
Yes. Yeah.
And he came back to the church, or to the school hall where he was a student a number of years ago. It was just wonderful. Walking a dog coming to Theology on Tap. It's a wonderful. Denise, thank you so much for what you and Mike are doing, and first of all, accepting the invitation of Father Henry to really spearhead this. That's just so important. And Kate will be speaking next week, and she will put me to shame. I know that.
Goodness gracious.
So,
you're a tough act
but
to
no
follow.
No pressure.
Oh,
there you
not
go.
At all. I'm
he
one
is
of these,
a tough act to follow.
I'm one of these shy wallflowers.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Well, Kate, we look forward to seeing you next week.
Thanks so much, Denise.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Love to the kids.
And now let's connect with Jackie Pozek. She, one of her responsibilities in the office is to connect with the people that are hosting. So, Jackie, what have you been hearing from the places that started Theology on Tap this week, this Sunday night and Monday night? I know you didn't get a chance yet to call the Tuesday night places, but yeah. What have you been seeing?
I've been hearing some really great stuff, Kate. People are saying that several churches have had record numbers on
great.
Sunday and Monday, and the speakers have been great. The dynamics of the conversations have been wonderful. I myself had the privilege of going up to Morton Grove to St. Martha's on Monday night, and I heard Father Bill O'Shea, he talked about how the Gospels were actually written.
Great topic.
It was a great topic. And the interesting thing was we were discussing the Catholic understanding of Scripture, the Catholic interpretation and reading of Scripture. And we had a great conversation because one of the people there was married with children, and one of the questions she asked was, you know, we've got this great conversation going about, you know, the anthropological study of the Gospels. What do I tell my kids? And it's
make
a
it
really,
real.
It was a really valid question, and it was all about reading and becoming involved, personally involved in the Scriptures, and passing that on to your children. Both on a Catholic level and on a personal level, your own personal understanding. And that's what makes it all the more important. When we're getting married, we're starting to have families, we need to become personally involved with this stuff.
And we need to be teachers of the faith to the next generation and to everybody else.
Absolutely.
Children.
So when we talk about, and this is a great theme of the Cardinal, an evangelizing church, that means that we somehow develop the adult capability of talking to the world and borrowing the lens and the faith of Jesus Christ. And that's a wonderful thing.
And we now need to go to a break, so please stay with us. We will be right back with more about Theology on Tap, and in particular, our closing celebration with Cardinal George.
So on August 6th.
August 6th, Sunday, August 6th, starts at 3 p.m. at Holy Name. Please stay with us.
Come meet Abraham and Sarah, Moses and Miriam, Joseph and his brothers, Hannah and Samuel, Saul, David and Elijah. Join the Chicago Catholic Scripture School to study the first 11 books of the Bible, the foundational books of the Old Testament. Classes are now forming for the first year of our two-year program in Basic Biblical Studies. Call now for our Wednesday evening classes at St. Martha in Morton Grove or our Saturday morning classes at St. Xavier University in Chicago. Classes begin in September, so call the Archdiocese of Chicago's Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry at 312-243-3700. That's 312-243-3700 for the Chicago Catholic Scripture School. Come and share the Word.
And welcome back to The Light Show right here on Relevant Radio, AM 820. We are delighted that you're with us. And we understand a lot of the young adults that we're talking about are at work right now and can't tune in. But for them, we will have this broadcast on our website. So if you know any young adults who might not know about Young Adult Ministry, might not have visited our website, please let them know. They can get complete details about everything we do and even listen to this show on through our website, yamchicago.org.
And they can also download it to MP3 players and iPods. So if you're heading off to the gym to work out, before you do that, plug in your computer, download The Light Show, and take it off to the stationary bike and sit there and pedal away
there
and listen to Jackie, Kate, and Father Cusick.
We'll keep you company.
There you go.
We'll keep you company. That's right. Music in your ears.
And we might add, the other programs from the Archdiocese are very, very soon going to be able to be downloaded as well. So archchicago.org, www.archchicago.org will get you all of the programs of the Archdiocese, a lot of information.
Now, Kate, you mentioned to those who are listening that Theology on Tap has a grand finale.
Yes, indeed.
August 6th, beginning at 3 p.m., Mass in Holy Name Cathedral.
Yes.
Presided over by Francis Cardinal George. And part of the wonder of that celebration is great music.
It sure is.
And then beginning about 4:15, there's a great procession, informal, from Holy Name Cathedral, taking a right out the door of the cathedral and walking up State Street till it turns into State Parkway to a wonderful house, 1550 North State Parkway, the residence of the Cardinal, and where there's going to be a great party to celebrate Theology on Tap. And I believe with us on the phone are two of the key players for August 6th.
That are making it all happen.
John Kerr, who is going to be directing our music. John, good morning.
Good morning, Father.
Good morning,
how are
John.
You?
I'm doing great.
And Maureen Oskalunas, who is the brightest star in the heavens, and putting together a wonderful, wonderful party in a luau.
She's the party girl. There we go.
Good morning, Maureen.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right. Maureen, let's start at the back and work to the front.
Okay.
We're going to be bringing hundreds of people to the Cardinal's house.
Right,
and
we are.
And give me in 25 words or less why someone should take a beautiful summer Sunday afternoon after attending Theology on Tap and come and party at 1550 North State Parkway.
Oh, gee, I don't know if I can do it in 25 words or less. It's a really good thing to do. I think the best thing I have to say about the luau is... we're having great food. We're going to have a DJ. We're having dance lessons. So that's something new for us this year. So anyone who wants to not have to go home from Mass and cook dinner, come on over to us. We're supplying entertainment. We're having great food. Our dance lessons are being supplied by May I Have This Dance Company. It's they're teaching salsa and cha-cha and just a little bit of Hawaiian as well.
Terrific.
Something for everyone. All sorts
yes.
of games, a lovely meal. It's going to be fabulous.
We're going to have a good time. And that's terrific. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Maureen, that tickets are available for this party at all the Theology on Tap sites. Am I correct?
Correct. They are. They are $12 in advance, and you can also buy tickets at the door for an increased price.
Right. And we're really hoping that those of you who choose to attend, it's important to get your ticket, and this covers the cost of the event. This is not a for-profit deal. And the reason we want the tickets purchased beforehand is we are attempting always to be good stewards of the things God has given us. And so food and beverages are ordered based upon the number of tickets that are sold in advance.
Correct.
And
correct.
So we want people to understand that and to help us be good stewards of the things of the earth that God has given us. And that'll be terrific. And before we get there, and I think, you know, Maureen, what gives people such a wonderful ability to walk into the Cardinal's residence is the grounds of his house in such a way is that we've had good prayer. And part of good prayer is great music. And rumor has it that there's a guy named John Kerr who lives in Evanston, Illinois, who's going to head up the music for us. Is that rumor correct, Mr. Kerr?
It's about 85% correct.
How about that?
Not showing up is not an option, Mr. Kerr.
No.
That would never happen.
It's just that I live in Chicago.
Oh, you do?
Oh,
I thought it was
go.
Evanston. Okay.
Oh, okay, that was the
all right, now we're 100%
now
correct.
We're 100%.
There we go. I had you in the wrong area. Very
go.
Good. But you're on the north side of Chicago.
Absolutely.
Okay,
very
so good. I wasn't
absolutely.
Too far off.
Now,
John, talk a little bit about music.
Yeah, you've got a history with Theology on Tap, though. This won't be your first experience with the Mass. Why don't you tell us about your involvement with Theology on Tap?
Sure. Oh, boy, I tell you, it's probably been about 5 or 6 years that I've been playing guitar or bass and or singing at the Mass, and it's just always such a joy to participate because you get an opportunity to be a part of some just absolute great prayer and work with some amazingly talented musicians. It's really a great opportunity, you know, to come in and have a lot of fun and make some just amazing music.
And so this year, John, you're going from an instrumentalist and a vocalist to standing in front of those who are assembled and coordinating the great prayer that comes through music. Am I correct?
That's right.
And let's say I'm a sometime singer, and I go to Theology on Tap at Holy Family in Inverness, and someone says, do you want to be a part of the choir? Is that possible?
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. And what we'd ask you to do then is to... come down on August 3rd, 7:30, to Old St. Pat's, and we'll be having a rehearsal there. you're also, please contact the Inlet Out Ministry office, yam@yamchicago.org, and let them know you're coming or just show up. We're happy to have you, but we're putting together some music packets, so we'd like to know you're coming.
Sure. Now, John, does this also hold true for those who play an instrument?
If you play an instrument, we definitely need to know you're coming so that we can have the proper music set up for you and be prepared. And there's an audition, actually, for the people that are playing instruments. It's just a quick one.
Right.
But in that case, definitely call the Young Adult Ministry office, and then I'll get back in touch with you about how you can get involved.
That's great.
Wonderful.
So what has made the Theology on Tap Mass so special, as John has mentioned, is the wonderful music. And it's this, what we call a choose-up choir for the day, really made up of young adult people from all over the Chicago area who love to sing and come together, as John has mentioned, for a one-time rehearsal Thursday evening in a central location, Old St. Patrick's Church, right off of the Kennedy, Dan Ryan, and Eisenhower Expressways. And that's from 7:30 to 9:30, and in 2 hours, John will make great music with these instrumentalists and these vocalists. And then we're going to give honor and glory to God 3 days later, August 6th, at Holy Name Cathedral.
It's going to be great.
And then, John, when you're done leading us in song, we're going to pass the baton to Maureen. Am I correct?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Maureen,
all right.
There you go.
And Maureen is going to lead us in a party. This will probably, Maureen, be the social event of the Chicago summer, I think.
Oh, definitely. Especially, it's a great way to sort of end your summer and to really mix and mingle with a bunch of young adult Catholics in the area who have gone to Theology on Tap and have really are really experiencing that great offering what the Archdiocese has. And so it's really a great way to sort of end Theology on Tap and make new friends and meet new people, have some good food, have a really great time with music and games. So I really encourage anyone who wants to come, who's gone to Theology on Tap, to really buy your ticket and show up, because it's definitely going to be a different experience from years in the past, and it's going to be a great time.
Right. So we're going to begin with a fresh approach to a great party hosted by our own Cardinal George.
Right, correct.
Maureen, John, thank you so much for being on the Light Show with us this morning. And we really appreciate what you are doing with a part of your summer, helping us put together such a wonderful celebration in prayer and social experience for people who attend Theology on Tap. We'll see both of you certainly on August 6th, if not before. Am I correct?
Correct.
Great.
Yes.
Take care. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're
going
to go to a break, and we're going to come back on the Light Show. Father John Cusick, Jackie and Kate, working in young adult ministry.
The Chicago Institute of Evangelization. 3 days of practical suggestions on how to get your parishioners involved in creating a culture of evangelization in your parish. The Chicago Institute of Evangelization. Friday to Sunday, July 21st to 23rd at Old St. Mary's Parish, 1500 South Michigan Avenue in Chicago. The Chicago Institute of Evangelization. Call 312-751-5353 for more information. That's 312-751-5353. The Chicago Institute of Evangelization. Learn to bring your parish to life.
And welcome back to the Light Show with Father Cusick, carrying on a conversation.
That's
on
right,
there
with Jackie. Very good.
Such a social being, Father Cusick, you
How
are.
How about that?
Again, we are the Catholic Church's outreach to people in their 20s and 30s, married and single. And if you can help us by inviting any young adults you know to attend Theology on Tap, we would be sincerely grateful. Especially if you know any college students. Maureen brought it up, Maureen Ascalunas, that the Mass and Picnic at Theology on Tap is a great place to meet people. And
wouldn't it be great to celebrate with the same people you've met by going to a Theology on Tap talk? So come out, meet people Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday evening for the next 3 weeks. Also, sites are meeting this evening and tomorrow in Spanish at St. Anthony. So all sorts of opportunities to get connected.
And if people might not be able to attend Theology on Tap, why don't you do us a favor? Or I should say, do them a favor. Why not get them connected at least to the mailing list of young adults in the diocese or to the email list? We are really privileged to be able to send out via email, which is becoming the mode of communication with a younger world today. And you can go on our website if you're a parent or grandparent of a young adult, and at yamchicago.org. And you can add someone by using their email address. And about twice a month, different things come out from our office of interest to young adults, things that are going on in the Archdiocese throughout the year. Different parishes that may have things for young adults will contact us. And we use this as a primary means of sharing some of the wonderful things that are going on for people in their 20s and 30s.
I just wanted to extend the invitation a little bit further. We all know that Theology on Tap is run through the Archdiocese of Chicago and therefore is welcoming Catholics from the Archdiocese. If you have friends who are from other faiths, other denominations, we want them to come too.
It's
a broad, broad spectrum, and we really want to have some good dialogue. In fact, some of our topics, New Windows on Islam with Dr. Scott Alexander, and understanding the five major world religions with Dr. Amanda Quantz, those would just be spectacular opportunities to start some interfaith and interdenominational dialogue. So if you have some friends who are curious about the Catholic Church or who just want to come and talk about faith, bring them along.
And it's important to know as well, because Relevant Radio certainly goes beyond Cook and Lake County, that Theology on Tap is also taking place in the dioceses that surround us. Particularly the Diocese of Joliet. Mr. Paul Mock is the Director of Youth and Young Adult Ministry, and he can be reached at the Religious Education Office in the Diocese of Joliet at 815-727-6411, and you can get information about Theology on Tap in the Joliet Diocese.
And we have on the phone Denise in Woodstock. Denise, good morning. How are you?
Oh, very good. Thanks for sneaking me. I know you're running out of time here.
Yeah, just a couple of seconds, Denise. What can we do for you?
Okay, I just want to make a quick comment that I think that having Pat Burns, Lisa Madigan's husband, you know, is just a political pitch to have her elected, and that it's rather deceitful, because that's like saying that, I know he claims to be pro-life, you know, he's saying, well, if I can marry her and she's so pro-choice, you can certainly vote for her.
Well, Denise, thank you. And I certainly appreciate that comment, and that is an opinion to which you are entitled. But I think if you or anyone who knows the nature of Theology on Tap and its 26-year history, you know that this has never been a political, in any way, opportunity for anybody. We do not deal with politicians. We deal with people in their faith, in their Catholic faith, and what we think, as we outlined when Monica called from Lake Forest earlier, how speakers are chosen. And that same pattern continues to be the way speakers have been chosen since Theology on Tap began in the summer of 1981 at St. James in Arlington Heights. And so if someone has an opinion that this is political, certainly in this culture you're entitled to that. But I'm also entitled to say that's just not correct.
Also, I think it's important to mention that Theology on Tap is not just about the speakers. It's also just as much, if not more, about the participants. Where this is not just a speaker series. It's a speaker and discussion series.
Right.
And it's important for us to realize that the speakers are, they're starting the discussion, but they're not finishing it. And they're not pushing their personal ideas. They're opening a dialogue between themselves and the young adults of the Archdiocese of Chicago.
And that's important.
And that's very important. Two other things real quickly is we have a young adult retreat coming in September 22nd to 24th at the Seneca Retreat House. It's completely on prayer. We're calling it Lord, Teach Us to Pray. So that's something to look forward to. And again, details are on our website, yamchicago.org, as well as people have been asking for the next Focus Conference. It's our big annual event where we have a full day of a keynote, rounds and rounds of workshops, mass together, dinner together, and then a party. So something else to keep in mind, that's going to happen on April 28th. So save that day, April 28th of 2007.
Hosted at Loyola University, yes. Lakeshore Campus on the north side of Chicago.
All right. So thanks, Father Cusick. Thanks, Jackie.
Thanks for being with us
Jim
and sharing
Dish.
A part Thank of your you, summer with
producer.
Us.
Thank you.
And to all of you who have spent time with us this morning, we ask that this be a blessed day in your life.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 820 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.